Hi, my name is Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. Today, I am spending time chatting with a friend of ours, Shannon Hammer, who is also the leader of our dream interpretation team. If you're familiar with Dare to Believe, you know that biblical dream interpretation is a big part of what we do as a ministry. We are trained up by John Paul Jackson and the people at Streams Ministries, and I've done this for like 30 years. Shannon, though, had a real interesting journey to come to be the person who's in charge of our team. And we'll tell you more about that team. It's a volunteer team, but first of all, I want to let you know that you can go to our website. If you're a dreamer and you have some dreams that you're wondering about what they mean, first of all, please be patient with us. We have a lot of dreams come in, and we have a volunteer team, so we get to them as soon as we can. But you can go to our website, dtbmn.org, and /dreams, and we will take you to all the information about our dream interpretation classes and dream interpretation opportunities. But Shannon came to be involved in our ministry quite a while ago. You're thinking it's about 2019.
2019 was when I first came to ETS and started school.
Oh, so it was even prior to that.
It was prior to that. We had, I think, several years of me coming to classes individually before I committed to going to school.
Okay. So Shannon works with a woman who had been through our school and who is pretty excited about all that we do. And Shannon has a lot of gifts and a lot of supernatural gifts. And this woman, and she's a dreamer. A prolific dreamer. And so her friend, this common friend of ours, said, you know what, you got to meet Shannon. And so every time I was in the area, she brought Shannon to talk with me, and we interpreted dreams, and we began to get to know each other.
We did. Right?
And that was quite a while ago. And you came to some classes. Do you remember what classes you took?
The first one that I was invited to was when Reese Saunders was speaking on dreams.
Oh, wow. That was quite a while ago.
It was a long time ago.
And so that just got you going.
It got us going.
So having a lot of dreams, knowing there was something spiritual about them, but not knowing what to do with it, was kind of where you were. And so you're following the Lord, going to a church, but not much supernatural was happening in your church. And so how did your pastors at that time feel about these giftings? Or do you even know? Did you ever have a conversation?
There was one conversation where I tentatively broached it, and I was told to stay away, completely away from it.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I mean, so many times in the body of Christ, leaders are, there's more fear because of some of the messes that have been made. And there have been messes, unfortunately, made with some of the spiritual giftings, but to throw everything out because of that is unfortunate. So you did decide eventually to come to our ministry school.
I did.
And Shannon went through 3 years of our ministry school and is now a pastor in the ministry school who helps us with the dream interpretation and teaches that and interprets dreams for our students and helps them to understand what God is saying, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But one of the dreams, it's really fun. I asked Shannon to share some of her dreams that she had so you could understand how the Lord spoke to her through her dreams and led her in this direction, which he truly did.
Absolutely.
It's clear, very clear as you look at these things. So we're thinking, I mean, you've always been a dreamer, but back in 2019, you had a dream that it stood out to you.
Very much stood
out
to me.
Yeah, and what was that dream? Do you remember the dream?
So I went to bring my car, which at the time is a minivan, but brought my minivan into the repair shop to get an oil change. And I walked up to pay for the oil change, and the person who was at the desk, she let me know, your car didn't need an oil change. We found some things were very wrong with it. And she said we had to take it out back and destroy it. But not the way that she said it, it wasn't just to destroy it. It was that they blew it up, but then they went into the environment and collected everything.
And oh, wow. Kind of, it was toxic.
Almost, but it was, yes. But I had to pay for the cleanup, and then the bill was about $136,000, and I was standing there going, what? And then she said, well, but we, she, something about but you don't have to pay that much. And she showed me something that was much more reasonable, and that was the end of my dream.
So she showed you something much more reasonable, so the cost to you was much less than the
much
original
less.
Bill.
Correct. Okay. Yes, I was very relieved.
Yeah, and so really, and when you're talking about someone's car, and if you've followed us, you know this, is that what moves you forward in life. And there are a lot of things
right.
that can move us forward in life. It can be a family, it can be a career, it can be, you know, something
ministry
that you
too.
Are, yeah, it can be ministry. And at this point in time, you were wrestling with some things in your church. So we were wondering if it might be your church. Things were moving forward and it was going to be taken away from you. There was going to be a cost.
Correct.
But that the cost to you wasn't going to be as high as the total cost.
Yes.
Yeah. And that did that happen, that your church, that you left that church? And
we eventually did leave that church, but even before we left that church, I had a different dream several years after that really spoke to what that our us parting ways with our church was going to be closer than what we thought. So we had that dream, I was in my garage and it was sunset and I was sitting with a woman from my church and we were watching the kids play and it was a really nice, quiet, peaceful summer evening. And then after that, she said that she had to get up and go home.
And she left.
And she left.
And you were okay in the dream.
I was totally fine in the dream. It was peaceful. I was disappointed to see her go, but I understand that, you know, she's a mom too and she had to go. And
yeah. And many times in dreams, the sun setting or the sun rising tells us that there is the end to something or the beginning to something. So the Lord's telling you basically the sun is setting on your relationship with that church.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't grieve you, although you would miss people. You would miss it.
And
it was
we
okay.
have missed people.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is true.
And so that was a confirmation to you in your heart that, yeah, it's
it
time
was.
To go ahead and and make that move.
And at the time that I had the first dream, it was not as imminent as the second dream. With the second dream, we knew that the parting with our church was closer.
Because that's a hard transition, and you love people, and it's not like the church was doing evil things. It's
not,
just
not
it was
at
not
all.
Feeding what you were needing in this season of life.
Correct.
And so the Lord was helping to steward you through this, so that you could bless them and move to another place that you would get what you needed.
That is exactly what happened.
Yeah, he's so kind in how he does that.
Yes.
And then you had another dream.
I did.
Okay, and what was that dream?
I dreamed that I was in a parking lot, in a parking garage, and I had one of those life rafts, or like rafts that you see people going down rapids with, like in Colorado and
white water rafting.
Yes. And I was in the raft. The raft was towards the back part of where my car was, and I even had an oar, but I
You're
was just
in a parking,
sitting there.
Yeah,
sitting there in a parking.
I do remember interpreting that dream for you because, and there's a little more to the dream, but basically the Lord said, "You've got this gifting, and you've got this ministry. You've got this on your life to move forward with things for people, and you've
Correct.
Got this raft that can go through some crazy things, and take people and keep them safe.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got it in the wrong place."
Right.
And was that before you left the church, or was that after? Do you remember?
That was after we had left the church.
Okay.
And I had done all 3 years at ETS consecutively.
Oh, okay.
And it was after, there was 1 year where I needed to be at home and I needed to, tend to things there.
And Shannon has 4 children, so being at home is a pretty important thing.
Yes.
So Shannon did come to our school. ETS is Emerge Transformation School, and you spent 3 years there. And that did you feel that equipped you well? And
absolutely.
And, okay,
I learned all the things that I was hoping that I would learn and have things explained to me in a biblical way so that I could reflect on certain things that had happened to me all throughout my life, and I had a biblical basis for it.
That's great. So you came to ETS at Dare to Believe, you found a new church, you're moving in your giftings, you took a year off, And the Lord said, okay, you are so prepared, but you've parked it, and being in a parking ramp, you've basically right. parked your gifting, and you've got a very powerful gifting, and you need to get out there and use it. And right. so that's when you came back and you started serving at the school as a leader.
Mm-hmm. And after I started serving at the school, about a year after that, I had another dream where I was in the parking lot again with the raft, but there was water this time.
But you're still in the parking lot.
Well, moving out.
Yeah. But isn't that beautiful how he tells you all along? He's led you. He continues to lead you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That there is more for you, that you are on the right track, or that there's a change coming that he can warn you about.
Correct.
So that you can move. And so that was, you know, the journey with Dare to Believe and with dream interpretation started well before 2019, probably 16 or 17.
Correct.
Yes. And then you learned to embrace the gifting. You shored yourself up and prepared yourself, and now the Lord has you leading the team.
Does.
Can you tell people, what does that look like for you to be leading our dream interpretation team?
So we have a team, I believe there's 14 of us all together, and we have people who have been on the team for a long time, and they have been released as interpreters.
And we take a process for that.
It is a process, and I know for me it was several years, mm-hmm. and so we have new people on the team that have come on, and they are just starting out, and so
yeah, they're being mentored.
They are being mentored. We help guide them, and so I help them go through the dreams and look at the interpretations and the way that we speak to the dreamers, and we really sit down and walk with them hand in hand, and then eventually we kind of let them do a little bit more on their own, but then the goal is to have them be fully released and to be one of our interpreters, and hopefully someday have them help mentor someone else too.
What's your favorite part of mentoring this team or leading this team?
It is so fun having people's face light up when they get a dream from the Lord explained to them in a way that makes sense to them, but also watching the team members get to the point where they are giving interpretations to people and they are correct in their interpretations, and they are then going to the dreamers themselves, and they're getting to see the fruit of what happens when the dreamers get the message from the Lord.
That's so good. And you're doing very well on leading that
team.
Thank you. So if someone is interested in learning more about dream interpretation and possibly becoming part of the team or having a dream interpreted, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest they go to our website, dtbmn.org, and they can look up under the menu under dreams, and on that page we have all of our dream interpretation information. So there is our class, Understanding Your Dreams. That is an online class mm-hmm. that Christy made, and you can sign up for that and purchase that right from our website. It is a lifelong membership, so once you purchase it, you will have access to it. We also have virtual dream labs that you can find in our events tab, so scroll down on the events page, and that happens every other month. So,
and that is really fun because we have myself and Shannon and our dream interpretation team, and you can
correct.
Get a dream. We'll do a little bit of teaching, but you get a dream interpreted there as well.
Yes,
if you have one to interpret, or you can just watch the process happen.
Yes, yeah. I am fascinated by doing both.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then we also have pop-up coffee shops. So our Notorious Coffee, we meet with that team, and the dream interpreters will help interpret dreams, and other people just stop in and get really good coffee. So
yeah.
If you're in the Burnsville area, please check it out.
And so those pop-up coffee shops happen in Burnsville, Minnesota at this point, but the virtual dream labs are online, and we do have dream interpreters all over the place. So if you want to be on the dream interpretation team, you can be trained up by Shannon virtually as well, not just here in Burnsville. You can be trained up and mentored virtually.
Yes.
So if you are interested, we would love to hear from you, and you would work with Shannon and team, and we are excited about what God is doing through dreams. So again, you can find all that information on our website, dtbmn.org/dreams. And if you want to see more dream interpretations and hear what is happening at Dare to Believe, Please like this podcast and you'll get updates whenever we post something. So blessings and thanks for joining us. Thanks,
Thank you.
Shannon.